During House Senate negotiations over the Medicare prescription drug bill, a House provision on importing cheaper drugs from abroad was deleted. What's left is a provision that keeps the status quo. Americans may re-import U.S.-made drugs from Canada, but only if the Food and Drug Administration says such practices are safe. The FDA repeatedly has condemned the idea of re-importation. FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan visited Canada last week to ask Canada's government to stop Canadian pharmacies from selling to U.S. customers. The Canadian government refused, saying that no Canadian laws are being broken. But there's growing pressure from Canadians to stop the flow of drugs southward. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
The plight of Americans seeking cheaper drug prices at Canadian pharmacies has attracted a lot of media attention here, and more recently, it's attracted the attention of those concerned with health care policy. The national body which oversees the regulation of pharmacists called for Ottawa to stop the flow of drugs southward out of concern for the drug supply in Canada. Since cross-border sales cut into drug company profits, several major drug companies have already made noises about cutting off drug supplies to Canadian pharmacies who sell to the U.S. So far, however, none have actually said they would limit availability of drugs to Canadians in general. Professor Gillian Cohen is a political scientist at the University of Toronto who studies the cross-border trade. She says that the supply issue is not that big a deal.
Is it definitely a supply issue for Canada? Maybe in part. Again, I don't see that as the number one issue, and I think that we have safeguards in place from a legal point of view, internationally and domestically, that we could turn to if indeed we experience severe shortages of medicines as a result of companies saying we're just not going to supply the Canadian market.
The remedies that Cohen speaks of include mandatory licensing, where generic companies would be given permission to manufacture drugs that weren't being provided by the companies who hold the patent. While that may be a long way off, those, like Cohen, who watch health care policy closely, are concerned that Canada's health care system may get caught in a fight between the major drug companies, Washington and Ottawa, over who should be taking responsibility for this. In the end, says Cohen, the easiest solution would be for Canada to simply ban the export of drugs.
I mean, what are we getting out of it? I think we don't get a lot out of it. I think besides, you know, those who are making some really big bucks, we're getting very little return. So why is it in our interest to be doing this? From an American point of view, I mean, if I was a consumer in the United States and I was worried about paying for my bills, I would definitely want to see this continue. But from Canada's point of view, yeah, I think we should not encourage this. It's not in our best interest to do so.
The Canadian government has made it clear that the pharmacies supplying drugs to Americans are not breaking Canada's laws. Indeed, in some provinces, such as Manitoba, the provincial government encourages the practice. U.S. law does prohibit the importation of drugs, so Americans are already breaking the law south of the border. Many Canadian observers have already suggested the obvious solution to the FDA's concerns: enforce the American law. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.